What is up, everyone? Welcome into the second half of Sports Talk. It is August the 5th. Steve Geller, Bobby Hebert, Charlie Long as well, running master control as we roll on with Saints training camp. At least the first half of camp, Cajun Cannon, is a wrap. The first couple practices now in Metairie. The team will be heading out to California tomorrow and then spend some time out there ahead of the preseason game. Then even afterwards, stick around for a little bit. But then they'll be back eventually to wrap up camp here.
Well, you know, that they can't. There's no way in hell they could be tarred. You know how the collective bargaining agreement, how they practice now. So it's not like, oh, we left it all in the practice field. No, we need to leave it on the field because now, and knock on wood, we've avoided the injury bug. I don't even count that Nick Saldiveri, whatever. Now we thought that he had to play to even have a chance to make the team, and now he's out. So
we found out, thankfully, today JT Gray was back.
Yes, he's been relatively healthy.
But we know Devin Neal is dealing with a hamstring issue that's going to be out for a couple of weeks. Kellen Moore said,
"Yeah, a couple of weeks." So that means who's going to be Alvin's backup? I don't think it's Devin Neal. He's not all of a sudden going to get all this experience. They probably hoping, can Devin Neal, like, run against the Broncos?
Right.
You know, the last preseason game. You know, give, Cam Akers, Edwards-Helaire, then the TCU. The name's slipping my mind. Kendrick Miller. Okay, you run. Okay, I want to see you run.
Knock on wood, he's been healthy.
Yeah, I'm going to give you some attempts to rush the football. But, you know, I think they can get a lot accomplished in Irvine, because there's going to be like an early fall day in Irvine. You wake up in the but they'll be practicing later in the afternoon, so it's not going to be as cool. It's not going to be hot. The weather's going to be awesome. And you get a lot done in practice, but it's kind of different compared to other coaches. They have in later practices. So it's actually
going to be starting around 6 o'clock Central time.
Yes, 6 to 8 Central, so 4 to 6. So it's not going to be like morning practice. Usually it's like, it'd be like, let's say, 10 in the morning, which is noon here, because you look at the time change, Pacific versus Central. So, yeah, it's going to be like, wow, we have to figure out how we could do that with the Sports Talk and do the shows. So actually, they could be practicing from 4 to 6, which is actually 6 to 8 here. As far as when actual time is going on and how you're going to talk about practice. So it's almost like you're still going to be talking about stuff on Sports Talk that actually happened like the day before, almost like we did on Monday,
Saturday, Sunday.
Yes. I mean, versus like that same day, you know, on social media and all that, versus how, you know, like today, you go watch practice this morning. Then you talk about it.
Grab lunch, and then we come talk about it on Sports Talk.
Yeah, you come talk about on your drive home from work and all that, where it's going to kind of be happening at the same time as Sports Talk and then the practice, but then also it's still going to be relevant the next day to talk about what actually occurred.
For sure, and we're going to get into our Oaken Heart Jewelers talking text line right off the bat here, Cajun Cannon. We've got some guys been waiting on hold, going to get into Hollywood in Thibodeau. Been waiting to talk to us. How's it been going, Hollywood?
Pretty good, Steve, Bobby, Mike, Charlie. How y'all all doing?
All right, Hollywood. How you feeling health-wise? You ready for the season? You not an IR anymore or what?
No, I was on a PUP pup list. I was on injury reserve list. I was on all kinds of stuff, but I got off of
PUP
injury
list.
Reserve list. Yeah. Today and,
glad you're back.
I could go play golf and I could do other things that I couldn't do in the past. Having nose surgery is something you don't want to have. All right, Bob?
Right. Yep. Yep. And but Hollywood, are you always look at the glass half full? Are you optimistic about the team? Where are you at right now in your expectations? I know, you know, that's why you have preseason to kind of see where the team's at. I know you're looking forward when we play the last game of the first week in preseason when we play in the Chargers on that Sunday afternoon. We're going to be the only game in town. You know, so a lot of people, you know, if you watch NFL Network and you love football, when the Saints are going to be playing, there's no other games going on. You know, at 12 noon, you got a bunch of games going on. But when we come on that Sunday afternoon, we're the only show in town. So that'll be interesting to see how many eyes are actually watching that on NFL Network.
What I'm looking at right now is the new regime, how they handle the injury bug that we've been having the past 4 or 5 years, if we could just limit that and keep like Rashid and Alave and the running backs, whatever, the whole roster healthy, I think we're going to do just good in that area. But
are you concerned with the young quarterbacks or what?
Well, yeah, no. That's why we got to just throw them in the fly and see what we got.
Sink or swim.
As long as the season goes, if we do good with Rattler, we keep him in. If we don't do good with Rattler, we put Shuck in.
That's a great point. I think that's what could happen. And I'm not looking in no crystal ball and all that. It's all about an opportunity. But if Spencer Rattler's doing awesome, you ain't making no change. I don't care if they think Shuck's the future. No, the future's now. So if Spencer Rattler's doing awesome, they ain't changing nothing. But then if he's kind of, well, he had a chance, it didn't quite work out. And, you know, it might take a while. Like, I'm not saying, you know, Spencer Rattler, okay, 1 week or a half. Like, remember Jake Haner, poor Jake Haner had a half. Okay, Rizzi said we're going in a different direction. It won't be that. No, I think that Spencer Rattler will have a great opportunity. What I mean by that, great opportunity, a month. I don't know, 4 games, 5, 6 games, whatever.
Show me something.
Kind of similar when you look at Jacoby Brissett, the veteran. Now, he was a veteran and had skins on the wall with the Patriots. And then look, then they made that change to Drake May, the week 6 against the Texans. So, yeah, it depends what occurs. Hollywood, if Spencer Rattler's doing good, he's going to be the guy in there. If not, they're going to see where Shuck's at. And, you know, mentally you want to be where everything's second nature, not like I think I know what I'm doing, or like it almost has to be without even thinking, like almost like robotic. It's like bam, 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 and you're making quick, rational decisions. You understand what everybody has to do. So therefore, you're playing with a lot of confidence. And I think what's going to help whoever's playing quarterback Hollywood is just the offensive line kicking ass up front and winning. And then, you know, us, and I think Kellen Moore, we want to run the ball. We definitely want to run the ball. And I thought this is interesting. I'm going to talk about it right now because the O-line, Hollywood, that if you look at it, how the Saints O-line was judged last year. This is not too good. That they fell anywhere out of 32 teams, like the 22nd best offensive line, the 25 in that range. Now, you look at like people who truly look at the offensive line, people that we trust that's in the media and all that, our ex-players and all that, that they said, you look at the Saints right now, they're better suited to run blocking than pass protection. Okay, well, hell yeah, we better be able to run the ball. If that's supposed to be, you got to do both. But if we think, oh, no, we have finesse team. No, we need to be a mauler like Trevor Penning. Knock the crap out somebody.
We got
to
grind out those wins. Let's grind, baby.
And being able to run. So, therefore, if you can run, that'll help the quarterbacks with play action and all that. So, that's why I look at Hollywood. We got to win up front. And I think the defense will be better. Again, they look like they could be able to stop the run, but they got to do it against another opponent, just not our team. So wait and see what's going to happen. But look at the beginning of the game. I'm sure you're going to see a few players. That's going to be limited preseason games every game. Like, who's playing the first couple of drives or the first quarter and a half? And then you see other guys just fighting on the back end. That's going to be all the NFL games going on, the back end of the game, who's trying to make the team. But so you can get a good feel. We could be 0-3 or 3-0. That doesn't mean nothing.
The question is,
going into the Cardinals game.
Though, are we going to see that first team offensive line coming out in the game?
I think why not? I think yes. You want to get some continuity them playing together because they really have played different positions. Trevor Penning's now going from tackle to guard. Mm-hmm. You got a young rookie at left tackle. Now, I still don't want McCoy because in there, even though he's the quarterback of the offensive line. Cesar Ruiz, you want him to get back in the fold. I think Cesar Ruiz is getting better, like I said, with his pass protection. And then you have Fuaga at right tackle.
Move it back to right, yeah.
Yes. So, no, I'm not saying, are we playing all the first half? No. What they'd want to do, how about against the Chargers, we drive down the field. And I'm not saying you even have to get a touchdown.
Get points.
Yes. How about we get a few first downs and we get points, not three and out. If we three and out, no, you still, that's only
get
six.
Back out
that's
there.
Six reps.
Yeah.
No, they measure like 12, 14 plays to 20 in that range. And then, okay, that's enough work week one. But no, and no, no one, no offense in the NFL wants to, what the hell have we been practicing for? We go three and out. Three and out? No, that's not good. That's when everybody, they're kind of looking at each other. Come on, we got to get going and stuff. So just look at what happens the first two or three drives. Against the Chargers is going to dictate how many guys, how long the guys we're counting on is going to be playing.
Cannon, let's check back into our Oakland Hard Jewelers talking text line. Big John and Metairie on the line wants to ask you a question. What's up, Big John?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right, Big John. What you got, man?
This is for a big, bad kids in Cannon.
Oh.
On a couple of quarterbacks to live.
Yeah, so
people don't give you enough credit, my man. Back then, those guys were hitting. They wasn't plugging.
Well, but that's just part of the game. That's the way it was played. You could take the quarterback to the ground and land on him. 300-pounder could land on you. I mean, now you got to lay him down, the quarterback.
My question to you, Bob, is do you remember a game in the Dome? Because I remember back then. We had a pretty good team. And I think we were contending against the 49ers. I was sitting in the stands. I heard you get crunched so hard. I think it was Dent, he one of the guys on the line, and Ronnie Lott coming up. And you came up, you look like you didn't know where you were. You were bleeding, your chin strap was all loose. I said, there ain't no way he's staying in this game. Well, you stayed in the game for the next play, and in the next play I saw you on the sidelines, and I was paying attention to see if you were hurt. And it looked like they were giving you smelling salts.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. I did that many a time. Many a times. And then you kind of get your bell rung, and you kind of – you're coherent, you know where you're at, but you're not really sharp like you want to be. It'd be like almost you boxing, and you're getting hit, and then the round's over, so you go sit in the stool, and then that happened all the time, I think. And so the NFL is trying to be like, oh, that's not a good image. And look at Kittle, what he's saying, an unbelievable, tough, stud, tight end for the 49ers. He goes, well, I do that all the time.
Every drive,
I'm trying to go out there. And they're like, oh, well, we don't like that image, because then people would generally say Big John, like, oh, well, what are they snarling? Well, what are they putting up their nose? No, it's, I don't know, that's old school. And, I mean, the ammonia, and it'll wake you up. Like, it's like, you know, you could be kind of drowsy a little bit. It'll snap you back to reality right quick.
Going to take a break here on Sports Talk. When we get back, we're going to dip into our WWL Sound Bank, brought to you by First American Bank. Hear from Saints head coach Kellen Moore. Stay tuned right after this on WWL. Welcome back into Sports Talk. Saints training camp day 11 now in the books. The black and gold getting ready for a trip out to California, having practices out there before preseason game number one against the LA Chargers. Head coach Kellen Moore spoke to the media today. WWL Sound Bank brought to you by First American Bank. Here's what Coach Moore had to say.
All right, a couple just on the medical side. Devin Neal, he's got a hamstring, so he'll be probably a couple weeks here. Mucci Dixon, he had a shoulder, so he's just kind of day-to-day. And then Juwan stayed day, but he'll be fine. He should be good to go. Those were the three guys that came outside of the ones that already have pre-existing things. So overall, transition practice going in from the scrimmage right into this. So, again, I think it's great for our guys. They have to get used to this. You're a little bit sore still coming out of the Sunday scrimmage, and thought we had some good work. There's a lot of detail to go into it.
What do you like about the offensive line? What are you seeing there? Working together?
Yeah, they're spending a lot of time together. They're working really hard. I love the physicality, and now it comes down to consistency, and that group has to lead our team. That has to be a leadership group. We've invested a ton of resources in that group, and so we expect a lot of them.
Kellen, is that more a game plan with Rattler, like at first? Is it a quarterback run, not an RPO? Do you have that both in the game plan, like actually run pass option and just... It looks like maybe RPO, but...
We had a couple different tools in practice today. Again, just exposure to different schemes. There were some RPOs, but there were some design QB reads, read option types things where you can read the end and, potentially pull it.
How do you expect California practices to be different?
We will shift to an afternoon practice. That'll be the main thing. Just our day will shift. But other than that, the intensity, the workload, very, very similar to what we're doing. We're still in training camp mode out there. That's the biggest thing. Like, this isn't... a thing to go out there and have fun. We're still going to full normal training camp mode out there. And so it'll be excellent, excellent work for us.
Do you expect to do live scrimmage work in the next, Thursday, Friday?
Yeah, we'll have one more practice when we're out there on Thursday, and then on Friday will be a scrimmage-like setting there. It won't be quite Sunday because obviously we have a game on Sunday, so we won't do that again. It'll be a little bit less than 126. So that'll be a scrimmage type setting there. Again, one more opportunity right before the Chargers game, and then we'll play the Chargers. And then essentially we have three more practices out there. So we'll get some excellent work.
What's the value of the shift to afternoon practices?
Just the weather out there and allow us to kind of be in more of a routine where we can install, walk, and then we'll practice at the end of the day. Nice little change for our guys. We tend to play, you know, in afternoon games, and so a chance for us to kind of get back into that study.
Taylor, what determines the running back rotation for the first preseason game targets, or just the preseason games in general? If you have only so many reps,
yeah. Yeah, we'll have those conversations here. Really, once we get to California, just as we ramp up going into the game on Sunday, Alvin, you won't see him. We're good there. But the rest of these guys, they're all going to get awesome reps. And so really all of them are alive the entire game. We'll try and get as many looks as we can. We'll obviously have to make a decision Wednesday, Thursday on a pecking order as we go into that.
Has that position been a little difficult to evaluate at this point? Seems like you got a lot of guys, and obviously with not full tackling, I'm guessing it's got to be a little difficult, right?
Yeah, the volume's a little bit tricky just because we have probably more than you normally would coming into a camp, but they're all worthy. There's not one guy in there that can't make our 53. They're all really good players. And then, the tackling component is real, and that's what you're most excited about with those guys in preseason.
Just not having joint practices affect, like, your approach to preseason games, or how you'd want to have the reps or anything?
Potentially a little bit. We'll create some setting while we're out in California where we're going to create a little bit of joint practice type feel to it, competing against each other. And so I think there'll be some really good work out there that'll feel more, a little more unscripted, a little more game-like, where we can kind of simulate what you normally would have gotten in those settings.
You mentioned Alvin, but are there other guys that maybe you know who they are that you won't need to play in the preseason?
Yeah, certainly there will be some of those guys. Again, we're not there yet. Once we get to California, we're going to have a meeting and kind of discuss the plan of action with really that Friday practice and that Sunday game. Those two kind of go together from a volume standpoint, so we just got to make sure we're dialed there.
What have you seen out of Cam Jordan? What has he been like to deal with, both off the field and on the field?
Yeah, both aspects. I think he's done an awesome job. Obviously, his leadership's really valuable for us. We need it. We need him to be a guy who leads by example each and every day, and so on the field he's doing a really nice job. You love his play style, you love his effort. His relentlessness shows up each and every day, and so he'll still have a very important role for us.
There's a bit of a challenge when you want to evaluate all three of the quarterbacks to maybe want to play them with one offensive line, but yet you don't want to play too much of your one offensive line, but you want to have apples to apples.
We'll see how that progresses. I think that's a fair discussion that we're certainly going to have. At the end of the day, we want all these quarterbacks to have a ton of success in preseason. We want to put them in the best possible situation to be successful. It should always be our goal. And so, I think we'll have those conversations for sure.
Putting the starting O.
Yep. For sure.
First half of two games.
Yeah, we'll see how it all goes.
With the QBs, when it comes to kind of where they're at now, like, what steps do you want both of them to take in order for one of them to kind of establish themselves and kind of get a little bit more ahead of this specifically?
Yeah, I think it's the consistency each and every day. It's the leadership part of it. These guys, whoever ends up being the quarterback, you got to be a leader for this team, and that's a really important aspect of it. And so, we're trying to put them in a lot of different situations. I think, mixed down football's fun, but, there's third downs, and today was a great example of putting them in a bunch of third down situations. Those are challenging situations, and you want to see the guys who can handle those.
Saints head coach Kellen Moore there, WWL Soundbank, brought to you by First American Bank. You heard Kellen. He's not given any details or the plan for preseason games right now. We know he let us, keyed us in that Alvin Kamara's not playing. That's not a surprise there. But as for the QB rotation, we're not getting any of that info yet.
Yeah, and what's going to end up happening is that, like, DeMario Davis or something.
You can sit out.
Yeah, and what's going to happen, they're playing on Sunday. Well, Friday they'll have the guys that aren't going to play on Sunday. They'll get like a nice practice, like Alvin Kamara, DeMario Davis.
Right.
You have
coach did mention they're going to have a scrimmage Friday in L.A.
And I'm not saying a scrimmage like game like, but to stay in tune, like to get their reps in, the conditioning and all that, like your game reps, where are you in shape and all that. So if you play, in other words, because you would never do this for a real game. Let's say you're playing on Sunday. Now, old school Friday, sometimes you do work on red zone, special teams and all that.
Right.
But you're trying to save yourself for the game. But if you have a hard practice individually Friday, you're probably not playing on Sunday, or it's very limited, if that would happen.
Yeah, I'm curious to see, though, come, you know, Sunday, 3 p.m., the kickoff against the Chargers right here on WWL Saints Radio. Will it be Spencer Rattler getting those first reps at QB, or is it going to be Tyler Shough?
Well, if I would guess or speculate as of right now, that I could see, because the last 2 days of watch practice, Spencer Rattler has been.
With the ones.
Yes. That I could see Spencer Rattler starting against the Chargers, and no matter what happens, whatever. And yeah. Then Tyler Shough starts against the Jaguars at home. Then I don't know about the Broncos and all that, but and then I'm not the coach. I don't know how they could do the rotation, but you want it's a whole lot different starting a game and then coming into a game. And a lot of times, if you're looking at a guy, you like the way they're playing. This is not really old school. I don't know if they do this too much anymore. It's like they would, even though you're a seasoned veteran, they'd want you to have the continuity and get a not just one scoring drive, a couple of scoring drives, and then go in at halftime and make adjustments. And then how do you come out in that third quarter and have at least one drive to come out of the locker room at halftime and see how you're going to execute? But that would be the maximum. That's when you were playing four preseason games. Now they have three. I think it's eventually only go to two. And I think the fans want to watch meaningful games that count. So I think you will see, but it has to be collectively bargained with the players. You see 18 regular season games and two preseason versus, you know, you went from four preseason to three. I think you will see eventually two and when 18 games. And I think that's what it's going to come about because more money for everybody. But old school, I can remember, you know, you had the Hall of Fame game, and you can play as many as five preseason games. And so there might be a game where you were starting, like a start on the team, and you would play two quarters and a series because they wanted to see what you're going to do after you make halftime adjustments or you cool down. Then you got to get back up to go out there and start the third quarter.
We're going to take a break here on Sports Talk. You can sign off on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and text line, folks, 504-260-1870. Taking a break. When we get back, we'll hear Cam Jordan and the Cajun Cannon go a little back and forth at practice today, hear what they were talking about right after this. You won't want to miss it. Stay tuned here on WWL Saints Radio. Welcome back here onto Sports Talk. Cajun Cannon and I watching some ESPN right now. We got the Little League Baseball World Series going on, Southwest Regional Championship, where Kenner, Louisiana, East Bank team, and the team from Richmond, Texas, tied 1-1 right now, top of the third inning. I'll definitely be keeping an eye on that, and just a win away from making it to Williamsport, Pennsylvania for the finals of the College World, the Little League World Series. Sorry, I said College World Series. I got, you know, too much college ball on my brain.
Yeah, no, that's boy, that's great baseball. Boy, you look at amateur baseball, and I still call it amateur, not major league, but you look at the Little League programs in Louisiana, then you look at LSU baseball. No, well, this
we're a baseball state.
No, it's baseball country, without a doubt.
I laugh at that because I told you earlier, it's like when I was moving down here from New Jersey, a lot of my buddies felt, oh, man, I don't know how you're going to make it down in Louisiana, Steve. There's no baseball down there. I'm like, no, Major League Baseball, but come on.
No, but baseball, come on, is a priority.
It's like, have you heard of Skip Bertman?
Yeah, and then you even look at like a quarter of a century from now. When you look at when Ron Mason on, when sure. UNO was always relevant, Tulane.
Tulane as well, right.
LSU. Then you look even like Southeastern. Okay, when can you say, for instance, I know it's a middle of the week game, but the national champs got 10-run ruled by my school, Northwestern State University in Louisiana. They 10-run ruled LSU.
Right.
And that was like towards the latter part of the season. It just shows you how baseball, see, something like that would never happen in football. You know, but you're playing so many games in baseball, you can have like the Murray States and all. In basketball, you can have, you know, Cinderella stories. But now I think with the transfer portal, name, image, and likeness, those players won't stay there. But with football, no. You have a player who's a late bloomer who might start out at Southeastern, and then if they really put in skins on the wall, then get compensated to go to LSU or go to Ole Miss, whatever it might be. So you have those kind of scenarios.
Over at Saints practice today, back to the black and gold, Cam Jordan, when came to the podium again today, was surprised to see him as he spoke on, I think it was the first day of camp, but it was, I guess, his turn in the rotation to talk to the media again today.
Yeah, well, he's going to be part of the media when he's finished playing.
Oh, for sure.
And I kind of look at, Cam doesn't want to admit this, but he's a situational player. I said, are you going to be like a pass rush specialist?
Right.
Yeah, you know he could stop the run. That's one thing he's done at Cal Berkeley. He did that even when he's playing at Cal. For some reason, I want to say on the top of my head, you look at all the sacks. He broke Ricky Jackson's record. I want to say at Cal, I think he had like 4 sacks.
Right.
He wasn't known as a sack getter. So he actually got better to get after the opposing quarterback. And not just quarterback hurries or pressures, but actually getting sacks. He loved to sack Matt Ryan. And Atlanta.
I wish we'd draft defensive linemen like we did with Cam Jordan. If we could all get all Cams, we'd be doing all right.
And get that consistency.
Right.
Yes. Because that's one thing. I don't think he's going to start. He'll do whatever the coaches want him to do. I think it'll be Chase Young and Carl Granison.
Right.
But they'll find a role for him. Now, Cam's going to be an unbelievable team player. Why? Man, he's well compensated. The Saints paid him. And in theory, this is every team. Cam is overpaid right now, but he still can contribute at a high level and be a good team leader in the locker room and help us win. But, you know, the Saints actually seem like they paid Cam for what he already accomplished. And usually you don't want to do that. Usually you want to pay a player for what they're going to do in the future. Like, that's one thing maybe why the Bengals are so cheap with Trey Hendrickson. Are they not seeing maybe in that crystal ball that he's going to have the production he's had the last 2 years? Because Trey Hendrickson, now they renegotiated his deal, but now he's even outplayed that contract, and he wants to be compensated that bump again.
Right.
But are they saying maybe we don't think Trey Hendrickson is going to potentially be in the top three? He was number one side getter last year. So, not that he can't play, but you got to take advantage of when you're hot as a player. But when I look at Cam and what he means to the Saints, truly a living legend in a Saints uniform. But right now, can you say the number of snaps? Look at the number of snaps he's actually going to play this year and bang for your buck. What he's going to be getting paid per snap.
Let's hear what Cam has to say.
And I'm not hating on him. I'm just telling you that's where he's at right now in his career.
You were going back and forth with him at camp today. WWL Sound Bank brought to you by First American Bank. Here's Cam Jordan with the Cajun Cannon.
Cam, how do you view your role in the rotation? Do you see yourself as like a pass rush?
I see myself as every down, and then they'll direct me accordingly. My job is not to see a role. My job is to say, hey, how can I help my team win? I train with the way I've always trained. I train with the idea that I can impact each and every play, and it's up to you to use me accordingly. If you want a sledgehammer, there I am. If you want a jackknife, I can be that too. If you want somebody who just is a primary pass rusher, guess what? I don't know if you know this, but I should be in one of the pantheons of great pass rushers in the 2000s alone, let alone this team. So whatever that you need, I'm there for it. I think we have a strong edge group with Chase, Carl Granderson, as well as Isaiah Foskey. And, I mean, we've seen some talented things from those guys. So I can see why we push towards the future, because that future is going to be electric. At the same time, with the way this defense has changed, I'm getting excited. Just give me the week one. Look, I get it. You guys are excited about the Chargers and whoever else we play in preseason. I've got circled on my calendar Arizona Cardinals.
Cam, those are kind words with Isaiah Foskey.
No, it's not.
See more on the field from Isaiah Foskey?
Yes and no. I think there was things that we had to iron out. You know, for some players, Rome wasn't built in a day. Some players are not just a plug and play unless it's a specific role, but at the same time, you see a guy who has a yearning for learning, and then you go on with his talents. He's 6'5", he's got long arms, he likes to play physical, and yet he has amazing speed when he decides to put it all in gear. So the moment this game starts slowing down for him, you can start seeing him make more plays, as you have this camp already. He smoothed out his steps. Instead of the 100 steps to go 3 yards,
now no plays in camp.
He's galloping, you know, he's taking off. And that's going to bode well for his future. Again, if you're looking for him to be an impact player day one, maybe we could have forced it. But the way that he's progressed, I think he's going to have a bright future.
Well, Cam, to be fair, we're a little past day one.
Is Cam Jordan Isaiah Foskey's agent?
He's just sticking up for a teammate.
No, I
understand sticking that.
Up. Yeah, but that, come on, that's a bunch of BS. You got to put. We don't take a note on him. I want to take a note on him. No, we taking notes on guys who aren't drafted. Like, for instance, Jasheen Davis, number 59, a rookie from Wake Forest. Wasn't even drafted. No, he's gotten a few sacks. I would like to write Isaiah Foskey's name down. Oh, boy, look at that. Isaiah Foskey, maybe it turned the corner. Who knows? Hopefully he'll have a chance against the Chargers, and he'll get two or three sacks. I'll be ecstatic. I'll talk about it in the postgame. Look, Isaiah Foskey, he's a gamer.
Right, you're just going off of facts here and what you're seeing.
Yeah, so what Cam's saying, come on, we're an educated fan base, who that nation. That's a bunch of BS, Cam. You can't blow smoke about you-know-what. I mean, Cam was just taking up for a teammate, but he said he's developing. We want him to develop. We all have Isaiah Foskey. Right now, the undrafted free agent is playing what Isaiah Foskey should be doing. And considering, I still don't know how he can put up those numbers at Notre Dame, be an all-time sack getter.
It's definitely mind-boggling to think he could come here and just be invisible.
And yeah, well, Cam said he's developing. He's turning the corner.
Tick-tock, tick-tock.
Yeah, come on, Cam. I mean, and I love Cam Jordan. Love me some Cam Jordan, but when he went that route, I go, come on, you can't bamboozle us like that, Cam.
You're not afraid to call folks out. I remember we had Drees last year at the pickleball tournament. He was talking about the offensive line, and you even told him, I think you're being a little too kind, Drew.
Yeah, no, I mean, no, I understand you're trying to be a good teammate, but you can go overboard on that. And you could be, instead of the glass half full, the glass is overflowing. No, no. It's like, I want to be positive instead of negative. But you can BS too much. I mean, come on.
Taking a break here on Sports Talk. We'll be back with even more. Stay tuned right after this. Keep an eye on that Little League series with the East Bank All-Stars tied at 1-1 right now against Texas here on WWL. Wrapping up this hour of Sports Talk, congratulations to Victor Whitaker of Mandeville. He won a Generac GP 6500 portable generator, almost a $1,000 value. You could win a portable generator too, starting next week from Craig's Electrical and Generator Service in WWL Louisiana official emergency management station. When we get back from the break, we'll delve back more into our WWL sound bank to hear from more from Saints camp and hear from sideline reporter Jeff Nowak after the top of the hour news break here on WWL.
And then Clyde Edwards-Helaire.